This weekend, one of the NFL's most controversial players will step back on the field. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has not played for 2 years due to dozens of sexual misconduct allegations. Watson, who has settled almost all the cases brought against him, was only suspended for 11 games by the league, which many sexual assault advocates say is not enough. Lindsay Jones is The Ringer's senior NFL editor, and she joins us now to talk about this. Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Remind us briefly, what is Watson alleged to have done and when did he do it?
Well, more than 24 women have accused him of basically the same thing in a series of civil lawsuits, which, as you mentioned, nearly all of them have been settled. But almost all of the allegations are similar in nature in that he turned massage sessions, into sexual situations with unwanted sexual advances, things from, you know, touching, groping, to some accusations of sexual assault. So, you know, it was all very roughly the same thing stemming from these massage sessions, mostly occurring from late 2019 into 2020.
And throughout this whole thing, Watson and his team have publicly maintained his innocence in spite of those settlements with 23 women. Here is Watson speaking to the media back in August.
I've always stood on my innocence and always said that I've never assaulted anyone or disrespected anyone, and I'm continuing to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward with my life and my career.
He certainly is pushing forward with his career. The Cleveland Browns signed Watson to a 5-year, $230 million, fully guaranteed contract. Knowing all this, how have the Browns owners and management addressed this?
Well, they've been very vague about it. And the one of the most challenging things, I think, to reconcile, especially now that Deshaun Watson is going to be playing football, is that, you know, these allegations were very credible. No, there were no criminal charges filed. Two grand juries in Texas declined to pursue criminal charges. But the NFL's investigators and the neutral arbiter who is appointed by the NFL and the NFLPA, you know, found the cases that were presented before her in their investigation to be true, and that more likely than not, he committed sexual assault. So the Browns have moved forward, you know, giving Deshaun Watson one of the largest contracts in NFL history, knowing that this stuff is out there, and they seem to be fine with it. I mean, the things that you hear coming from the team is that he has been a good teammate, he's great in the locker room, and he's been keeping his body in shape and is ready to play. And, you know, I know for a lot of, you know, sexual assault survivors, and actually about 10 of the women who, you know, accused Deshaun Watson of these crimes, they'll be at that game in Houston. Mm-hmm. Of course, this game is in Houston because, of course, it will be. So that's, I think, the most difficult part of this for everybody to kind of reconcile.
What about the league? 11 games seems like a very light punishment for what he is alleged to have done. I mean, players have had longer suspensions for recreational drug use and sports betting. Is the NFL really taking these accusations seriously?
Yeah, and that's where it gets really hard to play kind of the apples to oranges games for all of the various parts of the personal conduct policy. Ultimately, this 11 games was the result of a settlement between the league and the NFL Players Association and Deshaun Watson's team. The initial punishment recommendation that came from this arbiter, Judge Sue L. Robinson, was 6 games. The NFL had the ability to appeal. They had that power under the collective bargaining agreement. And they pushed for a full year suspension. That's what they were pushing for from the beginning, where it would be 17 games with requirements that Deshaun would have to meet along the way to be reinstated. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they reached this settlement, which is kind of halfway between Judge Robinson's initial recommendation and that full season. So it is a more severe punishment than other players have received for these personal conduct violations. But as you mentioned, not as severe as, you know, there was a player from the Atlanta Falcons who is serving a year-long suspension for, as you mentioned, sports betting. So It is a little incongruous. They, you know, the NFL has a not great history and track record with how seriously it takes crimes against women and accusations of violence against women. In this case, they did push for more severe punishment, but then ultimately The lawyers got involved and they ended up with this settlement.
So Watson faced the media for the first time in 4 months yesterday. Here he is with an opening statement and saying what he would and would not talk about.
You guys have, a lot of questions, but with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time.
So he's back with his first game with the Houston Texans. Most of the allegations date from the time he was playing with the Texans. Got about 10 seconds here. What kind of reception do you think he's going to get on Sunday?
I don't think it'll be great. I mean, he was unhappy. He forced his way out of Houston. I know there, his first game he played, his only game in the preseason in Jacksonville, very hostile reception. So I expect it'll be a very angry crowd.
We'll be watching. That's Lindsay Jones, The Ringer's senior NFL editor. Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.